My name is Tricia Childers, and I am the creator of Home on Purpose. For those of you who are new, this program is all about helping you do three things: to make your stuff easier to manage, your physical living spaces easier to keep in order, and your regular household tasks easier to complete. Because when your home functions really well, when a typical day in a typical week runs smoothly, then you don't have to spend all of your time and energy just scrambling to stay on top of things. You can relax a little bit, enjoy your life, and spend that extra time and energy on the things that you really want to do. That's what Home on Purpose is all about. I began developing this program about 5 years ago, and some of you have been following for a long time, which is wonderful, but most of you haven't heard where this whole thing came from, what my backstory is. And so on my very first podcast, I thought it would be fun to share a little bit about myself, where my passion for home management came from, and why I decided to create this program in the first place. So I have been married to my husband for almost 12 years now, and he is actually a military officer. He's an officer in the Navy, which means our family moves around a lot. Every 2 to 3 years, we're packing everything up and heading to a brand new city, quite often a brand new state. And that's actually what happened to me during my second trimester when I was pregnant with our first baby, with our daughter. So there I was in a new house, in a new city. I didn't know anybody. And so the first thing that I did when we found the church that we wanted to go to was I found the mom's group. And I'm so glad that I jumped in and joined even before my daughter was born, because it was wonderful to have that support system in place before the craziness of having a newborn in the house kicked in. Every other week, I got to show up, give my beautiful little baby girl to the nursery staff, and take a break from being a mommy for a while. And of course, when you put a lot of moms in a group together like that, we get very chatty. And one of the things that happened quite often was venting, because being a mother of a newborn is very difficult, and there's a lot of frustrations, and we just need to know that somebody else knows what we're going through. So we would all be sitting around eating breakfast and chatting with each other about how things are going. And yes, a lot of times that would turn into a venting session. And I remember this one conversation with a particular mom who was going on and on about how difficult the middle of the night diaper changes were. I guess her son had gotten in this habit of having a bad diaper every single night at around 2:30. And it wasn't the changing of the diaper that was bad. What was difficult for her was that she had to do it in what she called mission impossible mode. Because if you turned on a light or made too much noise or moved around too much, her baby boy would wake up too much, and then it would take 45 minutes of him crying to rock him back to sleep. And I guess that very scenario had been happening more and more often, and the previous night for her was just the worst. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. First, she had run out of diapers, and so she had to open the cabinet to open up a new package, which of course made noise. And so to calm her son down and keep him kind of in sleepy mode, she started to rub his tummy with her left hand. But of course, once you start that, you can't stop, which meant she had to do everything else one-handed. And she went to go get a wipe out of the wipes packet, but of course it was running low. And if that's ever happened to you, you know that when you try to pull out that wipe, it doesn't get released from the package, right? You pick up that wipe and the whole packet comes with it. And the only way to get that wipe out is to shake, which of course makes noise. But on top of that, when she shook the wipe packet, the packet went flying across the room, which, as I mentioned before, had to stay dark. So now she's got her hand on his tummy and she can't move that. And she's got one wipe in the other hand to finish the job. And she opens up his diaper. And of course, it's a poop, which needs more than one wipe. And so she had to turn on the light, and it was just a disaster. It was one of those evenings where it took her forever to get this little boy back to sleep. But one of the things that she shared was not just that the night was so frustrating, but that the next morning, she kind of had that little feeling of resentment towards her son, even though she knew, hey, he's a baby. It's not like he can help it. And then she started to feel guilty for feeling that resentment. So the poor woman was just having a really rough morning. Now, this kind of venting, as I said, happened a lot at this mom's group. And quite often, They don't really want solutions to their problem. They just want to vent and get some empathy and some recognition. They just want some other moms who get where they're coming from to say, oh my gosh, that sounds so difficult. I'm so sorry you had a rough night, but you're doing a great job. You're a great mom, I promise, right? That's all that they need to hear. But I sensed that that wasn't the case with her. Because this wasn't just a one-night fluke. This was something that was happening over and over and over again. And for a mom of a young baby, sleep is a precious commodity. So if there's any way that somebody can help you get a little bit more sleep, we want to know about it. And the whole time she had been talking, ideas had been bubbling up in my head, and I knew that I could make those middle of the night changings easier for her. And so I took a risk and I asked her, would you like to hear an idea for how to make this easier? And she was polite and she said, yeah, sure. And so I shared my ideas. You know those food storage containers that we keep in the pantry that have that pop top? Those are really easy to open with one hand and they're much more silent than one of those crinkly wipes packages. So if you get one of those pop-top containers, and before you even put the baby boy down for bed, you fill it with maybe 10 or 20 loose wipes that are really easy to get to, then that whole process will be easier. And on top of that, you can get the next diaper ready and have it laying out on top of the changing table ready to go. And I said, yeah, you know, if you make those two little changes, then you'll probably have a better chance of getting through that middle of the night changing without waking your son up too much. And at that moment, oh my gosh, the entire table went silent. They were just kind of staring at me, and some of them politely nodded and said, yeah, Trish, okay. And I thought, oh no, I shouldn't have said anything. This is embarrassing. And so I left to go get an extra cup of coffee. And thankfully, by the time I came back, the announcements had begun and the meeting was started and the subject had changed. And to this day, I have no idea what the other women at that table were thinking. But I do know what the mom of that baby boy was thinking. Because 2 weeks later, at the next meeting, she came up to me privately and she said, Trisha, thank you. I said, thank you for what? And she goes, I did what you suggested. I used the pop-top container thing and I put the diaper out. And for the last 2 weeks, every single middle of the night changing has gone over perfectly. It takes me like 2 minutes to change him and he goes right back to sleep. And I said, wow, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that it helped. And she says, no, Trish, you don't get it. It's more than that. Because I know that the middle of the night changing is not going to be that bad. When I go to sleep at the beginning of the night, I'm not worried about what I'm going to have to deal with at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I go to sleep faster. And when it goes smoothly, I don't feel frustrated with my son. I don't feel any of that resentment. I don't have any of that guilt. And so again, I go to sleep faster. So I'm getting like an extra hour of sleep every single night. And I'm waking up in just a much better mood than I used to. Now, I knew that my pop-top idea was going to make things easier, but I had no idea that it would help this woman that much. That just blew my mind. And so even though it felt really uncomfortable and I was super hesitant to share at that table, I'm so glad that I did because I know now that that mom's life was made easier. So that story was one of my earliest memories of having conversations like that. But over the years, this kind of thing kept happening again and again and again. As I mentioned, in these kinds of moms groups and women's groups, we vent a lot about the frustrations that we have in our lives. And every single time a woman was expressing dissatisfaction or frustration with the way that her home was functioning, I just kept having all of these little ideas bubbling up. And sometimes I would keep those ideas to myself if I felt like it wasn't my place to share. But every time I took that risk and offered some suggestions, they almost always came back to me and said, hey, Trish, I gave your suggestion a try, and guess what? It worked. It helped. Meal planning is easier this way, or now I'm on top of my laundry, or it's so much easier to stay on top of the mail when I do it that way. And it seemed like no matter which area of the home I was helping my friends with, the result was always the same. She had more time, more energy, less stress, less anxiety, and she was free to relax a little bit and enjoy life more. And it started to expand from there. After a while, I guess the word got out and friends started coming up to me and saying, hey, Trish, I heard you help so-and-so with this. Could you come over to my house and help me with that? And I absolutely loved it. It was so much fun to go into my friends' homes and start helping them make their stuff and their spaces just easier to manage. And then one day I was chatting with the women's ministry director at our church, and she was just asking me about my weekend. And I said, oh yeah, I've been spending some time at my neighbor's house. I'm helping her declutter and downsize her toys as she's getting ready to move. And she just lit up and said, Trisha, do you know how crazy it is that you just said that? Because the topic of decluttering had been coming up amongst the women of the church again and again and again. And she said, you know, we've got the women's retreat coming up in the fall. Do you think you could lead a workshop on decluttering? Now, for those of you who don't know, before I married my husband, I was a middle school and high school math teacher. So getting up in front of a group of people and teaching and preparing a talk, I was totally cool with that. But I had never actually taught on that particular subject before. But I found myself saying, sure, why not? And I had a lot of fun putting together that talk. It was about 45 minutes. And this women's retreat was maybe 115 people. And so I figured, maybe 10, 15 women will come to my workshop. And I imagined myself sitting in a little circle of chairs, just having a nice heart-to-heart chat and asking questions. But I was totally wrong. On the afternoon of that Saturday, 85 women came to my workshop. And I found them handing me a microphone saying, okay, Trish, go ahead. And it didn't end there. When I was done with that workshop, for the rest of the retreat, women kept coming up to me and asking questions and picking my brain and asking for advice. And I had so much fun helping them. And then I started thinking, you know, it feels like this is a little bit bigger than just me helping some friends with their homes. It started to feel like maybe God was calling me to do something real with this, even though I didn't really know what this was yet. And right when I began having those thoughts, Jennifer Bryant approached me. Now, again, for those of you who don't know, Jennifer Bryant is the creator of a huge online community called Practical Family. And her mission is strengthening moms for real life struggles. And she covers all sorts of topics from marriage to parenting, battling perfectionism. She talks about homeschooling, all sorts of things. But when she approached me, she said, Trish, there's a big piece of my puzzle missing. This topic of home care, home management keeps coming up and we don't have anything for our followers. And she asked if I would be willing to join her team. And I remember thinking, there is no way that this is a coincidence. Like, God has been lining up all of these ducks in a row to point me in this direction. And so even though I had never done anything like that before, I found myself once again taking the risk and saying yes. Now, since I had been spending the last 3 or 4 years helping all sorts of women with different aspects of their home, I had a lot of content that I wanted to share, but what I still didn't have was a name. What was I going to call this program, this thing that I was about to create? I knew it wasn't a decluttering program because even though, yes, I do help women get rid of the extra and unnecessary stuff in their homes, that's just a small piece of the puzzle. Home management is much bigger than that. Same thing with organization. I didn't want to call it a home organization program either because, again, that's just a small piece of the puzzle. And so I started thinking about the common thread of all of the different women that I've helped and all the different situations in their homes and all of the different strategies that I had offered, it always seemed to come back to this same basic idea. Pay attention to what specifically makes life at home difficult, and then be proactive and intentional about solving that problem on purpose. Just like that story I told you about that woman from my mom's group. I didn't want her to go to bed at night just keeping her fingers crossed and hoping everything magically works out. No, I wanted her to take control of the situation. Think about what makes changing that diaper difficult, find a way to make it easier, and set up that changing table on purpose. That's the idea that keeps coming up again and again. Be intentional, be proactive, solve problems, manage your home on purpose. And I remember the first time I spoke that sentence out loud and I thought to myself, that's it. That's the name of my program. I'm going to call this thing Home on Purpose because it so beautifully captures everything that strong home management is about. And that idea of intentionality has driven everything that I have created. All of my lesson series, the instructional guides. It's the reason I call our YouTube playlist Intentionalize, because it's all about getting intentional and solving problems. Everything in my entire program comes back to that same fundamental idea. Don't let your house, your stuff, your spaces be in control. This is your home. This is your stuff. These are your spaces, and you have the power to manage it any way that you want to. So manage your home on purpose. And I love watching women take this idea and put it into action because it always makes their life at home better. They come back to me and they say, hey, I'm not as stressed out as I used to be, or I'm not as tired as I used to be. Or, you know, I always wanted to do a morning devotional with my kids, but I never could because just getting through the morning routine was so much work. But now we're actually halfway through Genesis. This is awesome. And at its heart, that's really what I wanted for Home on Purpose. I'm not here to make your home look Pinterest perfect. If you want somebody to help you stylize your home so that you can, you know, put great pictures on Instagram, you're going to have to go to a different program. That's not me. My job, my heart, is to make your life at home easier. Because as I said in the beginning, when your stuff is easier to manage, when your spaces are easier to keep in order, when your household tasks are easier to complete, you get to spend all of that extra time and energy on what really matters, which is not the house itself, but the people who live in it. Well, I hope that was fun for you to hear a little bit about my backstory and where this whole idea of Home on Purpose came from. And if you'd like to explore the program a little bit more, especially for those of you who are new, I've got some buttons on the podcast site that take you to our free resources. We have blog articles for you to read on all sorts of different topics. And be sure to take a close look at those articles because some of them have freebies for you to download. And then, of course, there's the Intentionalize playlist on the Practical Family YouTube channel. Those videos are very quick, by the way, only about 4 to 6 minutes. And each one focuses on a commonly problematic corner of the home and offers concrete tips and strategies for solving those problems before they begin. I also love to host fun events. So last year we had a spring cleaning challenge. Before that, I had something called Back to School Made Simple. I've hosted group coaching sessions and Ask Trisha Anything events. And as you probably guessed, I have several podcast episodes in the works. So to make sure that you're in the loop on all of those things, you definitely want to jump on our email list, and I have a button for that as well. Thank you again for joining me here on my very first podcast. And until next time, this is Trisha Childers with Home on Purpose.